This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show, brought to you by Odyssey. This is the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show. Just a heads up, episodes sometimes include content not suitable for work and definitely not safe for kids. Now available on the Odyssey app.
Secret. Think you wanna know a dirty little secret about a secret little show?
It's the Sarah and Vinny Secret Show! Yay! For Friday, June 9th, 2023. Listen, maybe you only listen to the Secret Show and you don't know that we're taking the Secret Show on the road. Two Saturdays from now, well, it depends when you're listening to this, I guess, but on Saturday, June 24th, we're doing a big pride show. It's called the Sarah and Vinny Not So Secret Drag Show. And we're doing it at August Hall in San Francisco. It is free. In fact, you could pay to get in before, but those tickets have sold out. So that was the VIP section. But right now, all you have to do is go to AugustHallSF.com and RSVP that you're coming and you can get in. Doors open at 12. Show starts at 1, followed by a drag show. It's going to be a fucking great time. We're so excited about it. We've got like V Hale's going to be there. We got Scott Capurro doing the Phil Donahue thing out in the audience with the microphones, and it's we're really, really excited about it. Oh, and I think we're talking to Honey Mahogany, who is this year's Pride Grand Marshal for the parade. Mm-hmm.
That's right.
The parade, by the way, it's going to be a great time. So we hope that you will come and celebrate with us, and it's free. So AugustHallSF.com, go there, RSVP, totally free.
You know, I want to mention that it's considerably different than a normal live secret show in that there's a drag show. So there's going to be a lot, like we all do our normal secret show and look forward to you being there for it, but there's going to be other stuff too.
Yeah.
Where we'll step aside and they'll take the stage and perform for you. So
you're gonna
be ready
Maybe
for a longer show than the, like our secret shows, usually those live ones are like stick and move, man. They come on hot. And they're over in under an hour, and we're all, you know, on our way.
On our way.
This is going to be longer than that.
It is.
And so, bigger than that.
Right. Wear comfortable shoes, I would say, would be a tip. You know, I don't want you to get tired while you're having all this comedy and fun thrown your way.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So I have a couple stories that I've gathered this week that I felt like I can't really talk about that on the air, and it would be more fun. Even though you could, sometimes you can talk about stuff and talk in code on the air and the grown-ups in the room understand. But sometimes it's just more fun to do it on The Secret Show. So if I was to tell you, you get to fuck Kim Kardashian, you know, and like no strings attached, nobody ever gets in trouble, no one ever finds, you know, whatever. You get to fuck her. You're psyched, right? Like, oh, I gotta, tap that ass. So what if I told you, you get to fuck Kim Kardashian, but the lights are going to be off?
Why I got to do that?
Yeah, what's the difference?
Well, that's what she wants.
Oh.
Oh.
Mm, well, if you want, guess so.
You still probably fuck her?
Yeah, why not?
Carcass is carcass.
No, not carcass. Carcass. It's Kim Kardashian. What are you talking about?
Carcassashian? Kim Kardashian?
Yeah, I don't doubt if you ended up even just chatting her up somewhere, if she, you know, was able to focus, and I don't know that she can, but she seems like a nice enough lady. Like, in my opinion,
very nice.
I don't think she's
not out to hurt anybody.
Yeah, I could see that you would find yourself not only into her looks, but probably like, yeah, this could be pretty fun. I'm into this. Yeah. This could be good.
Well, this came as a bit of a surprise to me, but Kim Kardashian is a lights off kind of girl. By her own, she said that. I feel like maybe she's lying just to get people to stop beating off to her or something. She says when it comes to sexy time in the bedroom, she's, you know, they've got this show called The Kardashians, and I guess they have to say stuff that's, wow, I can't believe it. That's amazing. You know, anything to keep it interesting, I guess. She says, it's so weird. I want the lights off. I'm a lights off kind of girl. But then I can, like, walk out of a photo shoot with 100 people working on set, and I can walk out, like, in a thong. But if you're there with me, I'm like, wait, don't look at me. Turn the lights off. Mm. I just thought, you know, I heard Pete Davidson say he's seen your vagina, so.
Well, here's what I'll say. I think that we have different desires at different times, but in general, if she's like, I'd rather just do it with the lights off, okay. If I'm with her, like with her, we're going to have to do it during the day sometime. I need to see all the stuff. And it's not because I don't think of that as being perverted. I think women are beautiful. I think the things that women would say, oh, I don't want to show you that. Like, I'm sorry. I think that's beautiful too. All the stuff is beautiful. I'm into it. And it's not, I just don't think it's perverted. I just think it's either, I don't know. I've either grown, become this person, or I was this way from beginning, but I'm visually stimulated by women.
Yeah.
If anything, I think that a lot of guys, myself included, unfortunately, our eyes betray us sometimes, even in public, where we are unfortunately
just checking it out.
Like, look and realize, fuck, I'm such a fucking pig. But it's not even that way. It's, you're not even conscious that you've just done that. Now, I know, like, I'll give you an example. Okay. I took my daughter. This couldn't have been a more wholesome moment. I took my daughter to the skating rink. It was me and her. And there we are at the skating rink.
Right.
And they've got the rink covers most of the territory in this place, this building.
Not a lot of places to hang out off the rink.
So there's no place to go in terms of like where you put your gear on. And every mom, I'm sure unbeknownst to them, because they wore all their low-cut tops, find themselves bent over in front of their kid, tying on their skates.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know how many times I was like, whoops. Like, you don't even want to. I'm not trying to check you out, but I
stop
just
checking
looked
me out, Grandpa.
I'm not even trying to, but that's the way it is. Like, it just is a, like, they betray me more than I'd like.
Absolutely. And look, it's, you know, listen, I'm staring at chicks' tits too. So it's not just you. We're all looking around. But is it enough that she's Kim Kardashian? Or are you like, listen, if I'm going to fuck Kim Kardashian, I want the lights on. I want to see all the stuff. I mean, she had the lights on with Ray J, motherfucker. I would want the lights on, but I don't even know.
You know, Bryn, honestly, you're down to do Kim Kardashian. If she's like, yeah, I'm into Bryn, I want to do him. You're like, I'm doing.
If I were single, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, these are like the hypotheticals with no repercussions on your relationship. Yeah. So yesterday as I was driving home from work, you know, it pops into my mind now because of the Kardashians. You know how they all are just sort of like built impossibly, you know, just giant tits, the tiniest waist, and then a humongous ass end. So yesterday I'm coming down Bay Street heading toward the, you know, marina.
What's it called again? The Bay Boy?
Oh, the Bay Way. The safety. I wasn't quite to that point, but I'm somewhere right, on Bay. Yeah. I'm on Bay Street heading toward Marina. You're right. Exactly right. I'm headed that direction to the Bay Way Marina. And this car is sort of blocking traffic in front of me. Like, it starts at a red light, but then right after these people get out of their car, it turns green. And at first I'm like, ah, because there's cars going by on my left-hand side as they're switching driver and passenger. But then I was like, oh, I don't mind. because the chick who got out of the driver's side was a Kardashian. Like,
oh, you mean built like one.
She's got this beautiful face. She's wearing a gray sports bra that's, you know, only from her ribs right under her boobs. Mm-hmm. Then she's bare-waisted, bare down to her belly button, where she's got the matching gray bottoms on this thing. Gigantic ass, tiny little, and I just thought, and then she goes running around the back of the car. Boom, ba-doom, ba-doom. I'm like, well, that was a treat. I am very happy I saw that. Because I thought to myself, the Kardashians have really changed the world.
Mm-hmm.
You know, mm-hmm. the big gazunga out the back is real. The gadunka-dunk-dunk.
It's trending.
It's right. I mean, I don't know, this chick, it was round and beautiful. And I thought, well, she's either in the gym doing hardcore squats and maybe was blessed with kind of a big one to begin with. Or she's had all the fat from everywhere else on her body removed and put in there, which apparently is also a thing.
I saw this was at Disneyland, and you know, the people watching it's good times. And
sure.
I definitely saw a lady who had the pinner stick legs, the fake giant bubble butt that clearly had stuff poured into it. I don't know what. I don't know if they're, you know, implants or fat injections or
no
what
idea.
But it was clearly done, and I don't know why people like that look. I really don't. I will take a small tiny little handful of butt cheek over this big fake, not like, what doesn't belong in this picture? That ass. It doesn't fit the legs. It doesn't fit the clothes. None of it works. And I don't know. I don't, like, that's the thing for me is if you have tiny little legs, that's fine. Have a tiny little butt too. Yeah. It all works that
way.
Let
the butt fit the legs.
Yeah. I mean, that makes more sense. Like, I get it.
Do you think it's that guys are into like cartoon fucking? Like, I always picture, you know how you watch like a Nicki Minaj, like the Anaconda thing and the, all these things where people are twerking their ass in your face. It's like, it's so inviting looking. It's like this huge place that you can sort of hang on to and kind of, you know, put your car in the garage. Like, it's just a big fat butt. Like, I feel sorry that I can't offer that to John. You know, honey, you want to do some cartoon fucking? Because you should just watch that on TV and pretend it's me.
I'm not into that, but I will tell you that I've certainly known and met women through the years who are really athletic. And I mean, the best example that everyone would be able to sort of go, oh, okay, is what's her name? Serena
Williams? Yeah, yeah.
She's like, okay. She is muscular and strong and has muscles and a big giant ass, but also the big thick legs that go with that.
Right. She looks women, so powerful.
I've met women that are built similarly, maybe not to that extreme. I mean, she's the best tennis player in the history of tennis. But still, I'm into that if it all works that way. Like this whole butt injection thing, no, I wouldn't be into it, Sarah. I'm not.
Augmented reality.
Mm. I'm not into it.
All right, well,
cartoon
anyway,
fucking, as you say.
Yeah. I don't know, because, you know, it seems like, you know, try something different. Cartoon fucking. Next up is,
you know, when you grab I'll ask the boys because
all right, here we go.
You know when you grab a girl's ass, like when you're making out and you reach down past their back and you reach there in their butt
cheeks, you're cupping
the butt and you're feeling that, like, what would that feel like if it's been altered? Like, you certainly aren't like getting a handful of that, or are you?
I wonder. I think it's different if they get the injections versus the implants.
The implants would be harder to get your hand around.
Yeah, that's what I imagine.
Just would be
Alex,
weird.
Do you know?
I'm not into that.
I mean, I don't know what it's like to grab anyone. I've had was natural. So, but yeah, I would think there would be like some pushback or something. Maybe not a squishy. I don't know.
You like it though, right? Like, I don't want that.
No, I love like all the stuff. Yeah, the anything that's natural, and you know, like the, you know, even if there's like some cellulite or anything like that, like I'm good with it. You know.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, that's good because it all has cellulite, man.
Yeah.
You ever see those unretouched pictures? It's like, oh, I don't feel so bad. No.
I've had a person that was like more than I could handle. Like more than I could even
tell
grab.
Tell us all about it.
She was a black girl.
Yeah.
And she just had major booty. Like major.
Natural major
booty. Oh, she was all natural. Yeah. She was Chilean and black.
Oh. Are the Chileans also known for big butts?
I think they yeah.
Okay.
The Chilean I went out with was a freaking hothead. I don't know if that
spicy.
Was, you know.
She was mean, too. This girl was mean.
Okay.
But I really liked
her. They have that in common. Okay. Yeah. Good.
Yeah, but
I
that
think
was.
You've told me about this chick before. Like, mean to you, but you
she
just
wasn't mean
loved,
to me.
You loved
it was,
fucking
no,
her.
No, it was like 2-3 months of, like, you know,
hardcore
hey,
sex. And...
She would come over, AU up. Like, she would call me after her club night, and I was just a sucker. I'm like, yeah, I'm up. Come over.
You know, we've all been there.
Yeah.
Have we?
I don't know. So she was, but that ass was like, it was great. It was fun. It kind of made me feel small.
Oh.
You know?
Because, like
overall,
comparatively?
Her whole body was like, you know, she was as tall as me. And
but don't you got like an anaconda? I mean, I feel like.
Probably.
Yeah, you sound like, you know, Cameron was really impressed.
Thanks, Sarah.
You're welcome.
All right. Do you want me to finish or not?
If you can.
It's hard to talk about me boning some girl. You're
this
throwing
show,
Cameron in the mix.
You know,
here.
Sometimes you're just trying to get a sentence out and you just can't.
I feel that. We are really all our own worst enemies. You know, it's, you guys are.
Oh,
it's like 3-on-1 most of the time. No matter who it is, right?
Yeah.
We all have to take it.
Anyway,
back to you fucking this big
girl.
Well,
this girl, she was definitely the person that stood out to me that seemed like the hardest for me to handle physically, too. Because, you know, when you have a groove going with your partner and you kind of like change positions or you might like help them off of you or whatever.
Sure.
And she was just one of those people that was like, well, this is a lot more difficult. I got to like really talk to her, like, hey, turn this way. And because I couldn't, like, you know, lift her.
She was just
I was strong, too.
Yeah, you were strong back in those days.
Yeah, I was really strong. And I mean, we probably weighed the same, you know.
Oh,
she was big on top and big on bottom. And she wasn't like super skinny, but she was super hot. Mm. Anyway, that was fun. Lots
nice.
Of handle, but that's my experience with a big, really big butt. Really big butt. So I'm still like, I noticed you had to push apart in order.
I was gonna ask you that.
In
like,
order to
did
like
stuff have to be held back.
It does. Otherwise, like, you know, if she actually like lays straight, not like doggy style, mm-hmm. then like her ass was so large that
it would bubble up in between.
You know, the ass crack. There's like a lot of space between before
right.
you even get to the diamond area where there's like
the
entrance
diamond spot. Yeah,
yeah,
yeah
huh? Right. So that was.
Familiar.
I'm saying way too. Everybody's just like quiet, just letting me go.
No, I'm really enjoying the graphic detail you're getting.
Yeah, no,
into.
I honestly, you're going to places I was sort of embarrassed to ask about.
Yeah.
Keep going.
Well, that's it for today.
Really?
Between that and the tanning balls, I feel like I've said enough.
You really did say a lot today.
Oh, man.
It was
that was
fun.
Great.
Was it? Listen, guys, what a fun Friday this has been. I've really enjoyed it. Now. You know, we could all think about what Bryn just said.
Yeah.
That's going to be so fun. Right, Vinny? You don't talk about fun.
I'm having a great time. I don't know about you guys.
Super fun. My God. Turn out the lights. Oh, man. I had like 4 of those stories. We're done, though.
We are?
Yeah, we're done.
Oh.
It's, I know. We're out of time.
I was having so much fun, though. Bryn, say more stuff.
Yeah, Bryn. Keep going.
What else you want to know? Do you have any questions?
You answered all my questions, but maybe Vinny.
I don't have any more questions, but I just like to.
I just like to hear me dig
a deeper hole. He's just
let him do his thing. I'm
well, that's what you're saying.
It.
You had to dig kind of a deep hole.
Yeah,
and
right,
then boys
yeah.
and girls.
Well, she kept coming back for more. You were doing something, right? Getting all winded and you know, having to hold her whole body apart.
He's got that six pack, though. So
you know what I really would love to hear? I mean, if we could make this happen, I'd love to hear her side of that story.
I would too.
I would too, actually.
Can we get her on? Can you get her on?
Hell no, I won't get her on. Like 14 years ago. I told you she was spicy. It didn't end well. You know?
Oh. Were you dating her when we started working with you?
No, it was like a little bit before that, probably. I don't know, college time.
Oh.
So I was, you know, I was in my peak prime. But okay. Yeah, we didn't fall out. It wasn't a bad thing. It was just she was spicy, and then we're like, yeah.
She was too much for you to handle. You couldn't handle
just,
it.
We didn't. You know,
can't
how
handle
it is.
The heat. Get out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
All right. I seriously, I'm ready to go. I don't know what you guys are.
You can say the words.
You're enjoying it.
All right. Well, what do you want? The end.